Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Professor Maeve Ogan, who is National Clinical Lead at the country's 6 sexual assault treatment units. You're very welcome. Thank you very much for being here, Maeve. Now, people might be forgiven for thinking that while Ireland was in the grip of the COVID pandemic, that there would have been a decrease in the number of people presenting after being raped or sexually assaulted. But you actually recorded an increase, and it was a significant increase of 15%.
Yes.
Over the year between 2020 and 2021. What's your own reaction to that increase in numbers? Were you surprised by it at all?
Well, I suppose, Claire, year on year from 2009, the numbers of attendances were increasing. And as I'm a bit of an optimist, I hoped that might be because people were aware of the services and were able to access care at this awful time, but when they needed it. Mm-hmm. We did have a little dip then in 2020 by about 20%. At the time when there was, you know, very significant lockdowns, then the numbers did reduce. But that being said, sexual violence didn't disappear. And I think what the figures over the last couple of years have shown us is if lockdowns can't prevent sexual violence, actually it's a whole of society approach. And, you know, just this week, Minister McEntee and the Taoiseach launched the new domestic and gender-based violence strategy. And I think it's just so important that we see that the issue still exists, and regardless of very small changes that may happen in small portions of society, really what we need to do is have a whole of society approach to mitigate the risk of violence.
People may think that the only way you can access a sexual assault treatment unit is if you report a crime. Mm. That's not the case, is it? There are other pathways.
Absolutely. Choice is very much central to the work we do in the sexual assault unit. Up until 2009, that was correct. The only way you could access the service was if you had reported an incident of sexual violence to An Garda Síochána. Since then, however, we've introduced two other pathways. One is when somebody is absolutely certain that they don't want to report to An Garda Síochána, but they do want to access emergency contraception, for example, or they want to access infectious disease preventative treatment. And indeed, they want to be seen, examined, have all the range of full emotional supports and physical supports to help them start on their healing journey. Since 2018, then, we've introduced a possibility where people can store evidence within the sexual assault unit. So they come to us, they get the health care. The guards aren't there, so we can't give the DNA evidence to the guards for processing in forensic science, in the forensic science lab. But what we can do is securely store the evidence in the sexual assault unit, giving the patient a year or even longer if they wish to make that decision as to whether or not they wish to report to An Garda Síochána.
Because DNA evidence may not be sure at the time when they come to your door.
DNA evidence deteriorates quickly, and while there is no statute of limitations on sexual crime, somebody can report something that happened many years ago. If the DNA evidence is there, that can help with the detection and ultimately with the prosecution.
And what kind of numbers normally would go ahead and report to the Gardaí if they feel they've been assaulted?
So about 2/3 of the patients who come to us within the sexual assault unit come through on the route of An Garda Síochána. Okay. So they've reported the incident. So we see last year we saw 859 patients. So 2/3 reported to An Garda Síochána. Of those, then there was also, in addition to that, there was 120 people who stored their evidence with us. And about 20% of those, or 1 in 5 of those, will ultimately go on and report to An Garda Síochána. So this is very useful, a useful additional path for patients. Because at the time of the violence being visited upon them, they just may not have the emotional strength to report to An Garda Síochána, or indeed they just may be uncertain as to whether that's a route they wish to go down. So
are you happy with the experience that you hear back from people who've gone through that process, that they it's a very difficult thing to do, as you know.
To report to An Garda Síochána.
Come to a sexual assault unit.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, it's,
for sure.
Regardless of how good the staff are, it's an invasive procedure.
Absolutely.
How do you rate that service for people who come in and use it?
Yeah, and, you know, we listen very carefully to patients, and some of our greatest developments within the sexual assault units have been in response to feedback feedback that we have got from patients. And I know you yourself have interviewed Sarah Grace, who has eloquently written the most amazing book about her experience. And, you know, she talked about the court experience and said, and this is, you know, just so moving when somebody says they'd go through the assault again rather than experience the whole prosecution experience.
Yeah, she felt it was worse. The court experience for her was worse than the assault.
And I suppose, you know, sometimes one of the issues that I find if I go and give evidence in court is it may be 2.5 or 3 years after the incident. And I look at that patient and I realise all of that time since I saw them, they have been living with everything they went through, but also almost having their life on pause, waiting for the prosecution to occur. So consequently, it's just so important that we do the very best within the sexual assault units. Mm-hmm. And we also work very closely, which we do, and we have fabulous relationships with our colleagues in other agencies so that we can all work together and try and optimise the experience for patients. And we have an online feedback platform so patients can feedback to us at any hour of the day or night after they've attended us at any stage. And as I say, some of the best changes that we've implemented have been in response to patient feedback.
And given that the number of people willing to come forward is going up, do we have enough? Do we need more of these units?
I suppose that's always a difficult question to answer. At the moment, we have 6 sexual assault units in the country. So that's Dublin, Waterford, Cork, Mullingar, Galway and Donegal. And the aim is in this country that no person would be more than 3 hours drive from a sexual assault unit. But 3 hours can be a long way. And particularly if you're coming with An Garda Síochána, the guards will bring you. But if you're coming on your own, to make that way, 3 hours may be difficult. And if there's a financial barrier to coming, we say to people to call us and we'll try and do our best to mitigate that. The issue, I suppose, with increasing the number of sexual assault units is these units have to be available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And therefore, you need an adequate number of staff working in them and you need an adequate pipeline of trained staff. And if you, for example, double the number of sexual assault units, you certainly need an increased number of staff. And there could be situations where you don't have the relevant staff to provide the care. So even though nominally you might have a sexual assault unit down the road, maybe it's closed and unavailable. So at the moment, I suppose our priority is, and our numbers would be in keeping with what would be recommended by other international European and UK guidance in terms of the population. And really our aim is to have all these units functional, accessible and available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for those who need them.
And so, and also that people know that they can avail of them. Do you find that that's a problem, that people maybe don't know their rights around this?
Yes, for sure. And people, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I would say the majority of people who come to the sexual assault units only knew about us after when they had to come to us. They didn't know about us in advance of that. And consequently, we've done a lot of work on that in the last couple of years, increasing our presence on the HSE website, for example, having search ads for a period of time so that when somebody Googled sexual violence, they were directed to an SATU. Indeed, we've worked very closely and continue to work with the Rape Crisis Centres and the Rape Crisis Network to ensure that we both have the relevant links on each of our websites for each other. And indeed, the Department of Justice are doing a lot of work in that regard as well. So many of our nurse specialists go out to schools, do education. We do stuff in universities. Indeed, we're going to Longitude. We're going to the Electric Picnic. So all of these things to try and increase awareness and hopefully through that, increase prevention.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Professor Maeve Ogan, who's the National Clinical Lead at the Sexual Assault Treatment Units. And if you've been affected by anything we've been discussing in the last couple of minutes, you can find support and information at rte.ie/helplines.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.